Learning Masech the Suga Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. The Mishnah had said, "Ha'isus Akasei Bereisha Gola Bereisha Svina Kshera." That if you make a sukkah on a wagon or on a ship, it's kosher. The Gemara says, "Mani Mesisin Rabbi Kivi." The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kivi. The Tanya, "Ha'isus Akasei Bereisha Svina Amgliel Paisa Bikiva Machshir." To make a sukkah Bereisha Svina, Amgliel says it's possible. Rabbi Kivi says it's kosher. The Gemara explains by the Svina that Amar Abayi the Kuli Alma. If you have a sukkah in the dry land and it can't stand with the ruach mitzuya that's there by the abasha, but that's nothing. If you have a sukkah in the reisha svina and it can stand by a ruach she'ena mitzuya de abasha, which is a ruach mitzuya de am, everyone knows that's good enough. Keep ligi, but the chaylam ruach mitzuya de abasha could stand with the ruach mitzuya de abasha, but it's not in the abasha. And it's any chayil alamein beruach she'ena mitzuya di abasha or beruach mitzuya di yam. So what's the machlekes? We will save suga diris kava binon. Suga is a diris kava. So lemela, since it can't stand, the call kaven the chayil alam beruach mitzuya di yam laf klumu. And b'kiv v'save suga diris rai binon. The kaven the chayil alam beruach mitzuya di abasha k'sher. What's the machlekes? We will b'kiv lemela suga diris kava. So lemela has to stand in beruach mitzuya di yam. Can move on only if it's in the yam. Bereisha Svina. And if Kiva also get the Rishah, right? And all you need is to stand is a Ruach Mitzuya di Abasha. So, how do we understand Rabbi Kiva? If he's masking that a Sukkah that's on the Abasha that can't stand Ruach Mitzuya di Abasha doesn't work, why? If I says a Sukkah that won't last with under an ordinary circumstances, Ruach Mitzuya doesn't work. And this Sukkah is Bereisha Svina. So this sukkah is not biyabasha. This sukkah is biyam. What does it help that it's yachalam ruach mitzuya diyabasha? But this sukkah is biyam, and in this place where it is, it can't even stand with the ruach mitzuya of this place. So why would it be kosher? So I can be fagin hashayla. So it's a shtickle from the Brisker Rav and the Chalusha by Rizal Avil Rambam that he starts with the yisaid. He says this is the end of the shtickle. The shtickle is going with the yisaid that. The chilik between sukkah diris kavah b'inan and sukkah diris rai b'inan tainet the rav is not a chilik how strong the dira has to be. That everyone's maskim a sukkah needs a gewissa amount of dira. The shayla is diris rai or diris kavah. No. The shayla is a chilik of the ikki yisai dinam. If you hold sukkah diris kavah b'inan, so the dira that you need for the sukkah goes around in the chefs of the sukkah. The sukkah can't be a kosher sukkah without it being royal the deer. That's if the old deer is kavah. If the old deer is sarai, the pshat is a deer, it doesn't have anything to do with the sukkah. There's a din, there's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, which needs deer. But for the chavs of the sukkah, for the kashrus of the sukkah alayin, the deer has absolutely no shaykhas. Not the pshat that you need deer sarai al kapan, but anything. There's no din deer klau mitzad the chavs of the sukkah. As if it was like an al kapanim in the Rambam. So memela, what's taka de pshat that if it's ein yoch alamed beruch mitzuya di abasha, why bechlal is that a problem? Not because, you see, Rashi really says not the way. Rashi says the reason is because I feel the dira sarai lehavi. But according to the Brisker Rav, there's no such thing that you need dira sarai. The man of dira sarai mina holds a mitzvah the chef says uga bechlal you need dira. So why does Rabbi Kiva pass up ein yoch alamed beruch mitzuya di abasha? He said because that's the din that we have on Chavdal and Amidays, Kol Mechitza Sheinichay Lam and Bruach Ein Mechitza. It's Halacha, which is in Gemara later, that Chavdal and Amidays, if the Mechitza can't stand Bruach, it's not a Mechitza. So that's not a din in Sukkah, that's a din in the Mechitza. It's a din in the, it's a shear in the Mechitza. So Mele, that din is not totally where it stands. That's the pshat why Rabbi Kiva is not bothered that it's Besvina, because that's a Halacha and Hilchas Mechitza. There's a chizik that a Mechitza needs to be a Mechitza, which is that it's Yachal Lamed Beruach Mitzuya, and it doesn't make a difference where the Mechitza is. If it has that strength, it's a Mechitza no matter where it is. If it doesn't have that strength, it's not a Mechitza no matter, also not no matter where it is. But that's another din, Mitzad Dira. Dira means the Dira has to be something that's in the sky. But that's all for Dira's Kavabin. If all Dira's Kavabinon, then you need it to be in the sky. Otherwise, you can't live there. But if the old dira sarai binan, you don't have to be able to live there. It's not a psul, that's a sukkah. As long as the maisa right now, the sukkah is kaim and you're living there, it's good enough. The living is just a din in the yeshiva. It's not a din in the etzim sukkah. And what's the problem? It's any ochel am meruch mitzuyah diabasha. The problem is a din in mechitzas. It's a din in mechitzas which you have by mechitzas Shabbos also. The kol mechitzas sheni ochel am meruch mitzuyah is ain a mechitza. Zok the Rav, it's mamish mefurish that way in the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Dal Halacha Hey. He doesn't explain, but he means like this. The Rambam brings down the din of Isis Akasa Bereshis Svinik Sheira and doesn't say any din that has to be Chol Lamed Beruach. He brings, that he says in Halacha Hey. In Halacha Dalid, he brings the Gemara later, but Isis Akasa Bein Elonis Vilanis Stefanis La. That's what the Gemara says the din. If trees are walls of a sukkah, so if they're branches and they sway in the wind, it's a problem because it has to be Aymed Beruach Mitzuyah. So the Gemara says, it's talking about, you make your behutz of a daphne, you tie the branches down, they shouldn't sway in the wind. So that's where the Rambam brings it down. And he says, Kol mechitza sheinecha lam and beruach mitzuyah shel yabasha ina mechitza. He adds that in. The Gemara there says, Kol mechitza sheinecha lam and beruach mitzuyah ina mechitza. And the Rambam there, in Seif HaLakadal, says, Kol mechitza sheinecha lam and beruach mitzuyah shel yabasha ina mechitza. So you see, it's no din that the sukkah has to be aymed beruach mitzuyah. There's no such din. It's a din mechitza. As a mamish refers in the Ram, like the Rav says, b'negei sukkah bereishis svina, he doesn't make any tana. B'negei mechitza, he makes it tonight. It has to be yachal lamed beruach mitzuyah shel yabasha. So good. So that's a shear in the mechitza. And b'meila, if you have that shear, it would work no matter where it is. So Rav Gamliel's din sukkah diris kavad binan is the sukkah has to last. That depends where it is. It has to last. So if it's besvina, and it won't last because it can't stand Baruch Mitzuyah Shliyam, so it's not a deer. It's not a deer's kvah. But if your old deer is Sarai Binan, so you don't need a deer of Bechlal. You don't need, the kashas of the sukkah doesn't need deer of Bechlal. You just need deer for the yeshiva sukkah. And that, as long as the sukkah's around, you have the deer of the yeshiva sukkah. Why do you need the Chalam Baruch Mitzuyah the Abash? It's a din of Mechitza. The Emek Bracha was Mechavin to this. It's by sukkah Aishyates. And he's ma'achav a little bit because he says that the din of kol mechitza sheni ochel am ruach mitzuyah doesn't mean the mechitza has to last. Even if it will last perfectly, it means that the wind is not going to move around the mechitza. That's the lashon in the Rambam. If the ruach is going to move the mechitza, that alone makes it eni ochel am ruach mitzuyah. Rashi over there also says, ruach melichu mevia. The Ritva says, it's misnanea beruach. And as I state mefurish in the Magen Avraham, Simin Shin Sama Gilmus of Kandal, the Mishnah Berurah, in a lot of places, a mechitza that blows around in the wind, we'll see the sugya there chavdal in the days, doesn't work, even if the mechitza will stay up. So there's no din that the mechitza has to last. There's no such din. The din is the mechitza has to hold firm. Can't be swaying in the wind. So zok that, and the Magen Avraham says, that din, the Magen Avraham says in Simin Shin Tesvav, even if it's in a house and there is no wind, there cannot be a wind here, it's still not a good mechitza. If there would be a wind, it would blow around. That makes a nice mechitza. But it has to be a wind of the Abasha. If you put that mechitza in the Yam, and in the Abasha it wouldn't blow around, it's only blowing around because it's the Yam, then it would be called a mechitza. Because the shir in the mechitza, he says it's from the halacha of shirunu mechitza in halacha l'meishu v'sinai, that there's a shir. Mechitza has to be strong that it can't sway in the wind. But that's a shir. It doesn't make a difference if it's actually going to sway in the wind or not. Even if it's actually going to sway in the wind, but it's strong enough to withstand a ruach mitzuyah shel yabasha, like the Rambam says, then it has that shir. Even if it won't sway in the wind, it's in a house, but it can stand with the ruach mitzuyah shel yabasha, it doesn't have the shir. So this is one mahalach, to answer the shayla. Why does the Kiva hold is good enough? If it's Yachal Am Ruch Mitzuyah Shal Yabasha, it's not in the Yabasha, it's in the Am. Where it is, it won't last. Tells it doesn't have to last. If your old deer is a Rai Binan, it doesn't have to last. The whole din, this is the Brisker Rav Shtickle, the whole din that you need a Sukkah deer is out of your old deer is Kavad Binan. If your old deer is a Rai Binan, there's Bechlal no such din that a Sukkah needs deer. And he's going in the Ram, and that's why he says the Bayhutsin of Pchusim Yud that we had before, it's a Diris Rucha, the Rambam says it's Pasul Chathchila. Not a Psul in the Sukkah. It's Psul in the Yeshiva. It's Pasul Chathchila. Because if the old Diris Sarai Binan, there is no din that you need Dir in the Sukkah, it's not the Chefs of the Sukkah. But the problem is very good in the Rambam. How about Rashi? Rashi says that the reason why it doesn't work if it's Eni Yechalam Ruch Mitzui is because it's not even a Diris Arai. So, L'chayre, two things are shver. First of all, why did Rashi need that? We have a Gemara in Nefek of the Alam Beis, Kol Mechitza Sheini Yechalam Ruch Mitzui is Eni Mechitza. Why did Rashi have to say the reason is because it's not a Diris Arai? It's not a Mechitza. That's the first kasha. And the second kasha is, if it's true that if it won't last, it's not a diras arai, so when you have a sukkah bereishis svina, it also won't last, because it's not yachalam ruch mitzvil shayam. Why would that be called a diras arai? How come a sukkah biyabasha that can't last with a ruch mitzvil shayabasha, you're telling me it's not even a diras arai? So how come a sukkah in a yam, which can't last in a ruch mitzvil the yam, you're telling me it's a diras arai? What's the chiluk? So to answer the first kasha, why did Rashi learn that afil diras arai eino? Why could Rashi learn, like we're saying in the Rambam, it's because it's not a mechitza, because it's called mechitza shenei chalam bebruach. So I would tie it like this. But either Rabbi, we said before, the sight of mechitza shenei chalam bebruach of chavdal and the days is that it sways in the wind. Now, l'chayu, what you need is that any time the wind blows, it sways. That's the pshat in Yechalam Ruch Mitzvah. It doesn't mean occasionally the wind could potentially move it and make it sway. No, it means it sways in every wind. It's Yechalam Ruch Mitzvah, it means whenever the wind blows, it's going to sway. Now, Shank and Agamar, the Sukkah Bereshit Svini, made it out of wood. It doesn't sway in the wind. The wind can knock it down, like the Rabbi Gamliel Sukkah, like Rabbi Kiva Sukkah on the top of the ship. The wind can knock it down, but it won't sway. As long as the wind doesn't knock the sukkah down, it doesn't move. What's the pshat? That usually when the wind blows, the ruach mitzvah of the yam won't knock it down. After a few times, lamaisa, it's going to eventually knock it down. So it's two completely different dinim. That thing you need that the wind should be doing it constantly, but what's the wind doing? Blowing it around. This din is that you need the wind should be able to do it, should potentially do it, but what's this din? Knocking it down totally. So this Gemara doesn't have Yana Chesaron, because Kol's man it's up, the wind blows, and it doesn't sway, it doesn't move. So Mel, it's not Yechel Olam, it's not any Yechel Olam Ruch Mitzvah of that Gemara. That Gemara has to sway in the wind. This doesn't sway in the wind. The wind is blowing and blowing the whole night. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel were there. The wind was blowing and blowing, and didn't move. So it's not swaying in the wind. So Mel, it doesn't have that Gemara's problem. Well, what's the problem? It's not going to last. Pretty soon, the wind's going to blow it apart. That's a problem, it's not a diras arai. As if it's a pshat Rashi. And the Rama and the Rav is a vada gerecht. It's only one din of Ein Yechalam Ruch Mitzuya. Shal Yabasha, like the Rambam says. But the Rashi's two dinim. That Gemara's talking about swaying in the wind and constantly every little wind. And this Gemara's talking about the wind blowing it down. And the wind is potentially going to be able to blow it down. So it's not a diras arai. But we have another kasha, though, like we're asking. So what's it going to help? It's Ayman Baruch Mitzuya the Abasha, it's Biyam. So how does that make it into a Diras Arai? So as Masemish tells the Chandas Kash, he says an interesting teretz. He says, the man the Yom Masukah Diras Arai, that man the Yom will be masking that on a ship you need less Dira than you do on the land. Just like Teshu came to do it. Just like normally, when you live on the land, you're living with a more higher quality of Dira than you do on a ship. So who in the Magabe, your Sukkah lasting, on the land, if it doesn't last in the Ruach Mitzuya, that's not a Dira. That's not a Dira which people would use for the land, Bechlal. So it's not even a Dira Sarai. Now, Shankin, on a ship, this is the type of Dira which is good enough for a ship if you hold Dira Sarai. Interesting to Svar. That's what's not saying, Mr. Svar. Can say? I thought maybe you could say a different Svar. That maybe, as long as it's Yachalam and Ruach Mitzuya the Abasha, a sukkah which is any yachalam ruch mitzuya the abasha on the abasha is going to fall much easier than a sukkah which is chalam ruch mitzuya the abasha. It's any yachalam ruch she'ini mitzuya the abasha, it's ruch mitzuya the yam, but it's still not as shkiach for it to fall in the yam like it would fall in the abasha. And that's what would help according to Bekiva, but I'm not sure. Hakapana, those are the two ma'alchim. In the Rambam, the ma'alch is like the Rav says, it's this din in mechitzas, but if you hold sukkah din yisrai din, and there is no din that has to last and not be knocked down by a ruach mitzvah. So well, that's why it work in the yam. But Rashi shows us two different dinim. Enya chalam means it sways in every wind. Enya chalam ruach mitzvah here means it gets knocked down by an occasional wind. I mean by ruach mitzvah, but it's potentially can knock down by ruach mitzvah. And why does it work if it's Yachalam and Ruch Mitzvah the Abasha? Why does it work B'yam? It's Yachalam and Ruch Mitzvah B'yam. So the Svasem says, because the Eichas of Diri you need for Yam is less than the Eichas of Diri you need for Abasha. And I'm claiming that maybe it's right stronger once it could stand Ruch Mitzvah the Abasha, even the Yam it could withstand more. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara talks about a Sukkah Agam B'Gomel. The Mishnah said that it's kosher. The Gemara says, "Mestisin money, Rabbi Meir," because it says, "What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda?" So Pasuk says, "Chag is Sukkah Tassel Chashivus Yamin. Sukkah Ruy L'Shivus Shma Sukkah Sheni L'Shivus Loi Shma Sukkah." That's Rabbi Yehuda. So since it's Sukkah, you can't go into the Sukkah all 7 days. It's Shabbos and Yontif, which is also to go into the Behema. So Mela, it's not a Sukkah Ruy L'Shiva. This also means the rice really. This Roy Rabbanon the Gazaba, so it's called the Sukkah Ruy L'Shiva because it's only the Rabbanon that it's not Roy. Right. I mean the rice it's Roy. Right. And Mela has a din of a Sukkah Ruy L'Shiva. Now who do you pass like? The Ran brings that the Rabbitza Gay is passing like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda Ochak Rabbi Yehuda. And when the Gemara says Masnisim money Rabbi Mehi, the Gemara wants to say we don't pass like the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. And when Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds his Pasul. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Ran brings Rishayim and say, no, the Gemara just wants to tell you the Machlekes. But there's a klal when you have a Stam Mishnah and a Machlekes, it writes Lachik Stam Mishnah. And that's how the right Rishayim passed in the way. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishayim and the Paiskim passed like Rabbi Meir, that a Sukkah Gabim is good. It's not a problem of Sukkah Shenir Lashiva because me the Rais of Mag Zlichazi. So first, the Shara Melech in Hilchas Lulav Berachas Lacha Aleph, he brings from a Sefer Sam Achayim that has a Kasha. There's a Gemara later in the Afkav Zayin Amabes. Could you make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Reb Leizer says no. You cannot make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed because Yidashis Mamish is Pasach. Chag a Sukkah Stash V'Shivus Yamim. You need a Sukkah for Shivus Yamim. You make it on Chol HaMoed. It wasn't a Sukkah for Shivus Yamim. And the Chacham say no. The Torah is saying Chag a Sukkah Stash V'Shivus Yamim means you can make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. You can make a Sukkah all Shivus Yamim. So Tainit the Samachayim Asayin the Shagayim that Rabbi Yehuda also Reb Leizer because. The Pasuk is not telling you that you can't make a Sukkah on a Behema, because Midiraisa you could. Midiraisa, till Chazal or Gezer, ain't Rechman like a Behema, Miyamdiv, you were allowed to. So what's the Pasuk telling you? The Pasuk's telling you they can't make a Sukkah Cholamayin. So if you the Asolik of Elezer, they can't make the Sukkah Cholamayin. You also need Rai L'Shiva. So obviously, if you made a Cholamayin, it wasn't Rai for the days that it wasn't made. So Mela, I would say, why didn't the Gemara say according to Rav Meir, the reason is because the Raisa Chanag Zechazi and Rabbanan and the Gaza are late. Why don't you say the Pshat and Rav Meir is, Rav Meir doesn't like Rav Elazar, he's like the Chacham, the Eisen Sukkah B'chal HaShemayit. So the Shah Melech wants to answer, and he says, because then why do they argue about a Behemah, which anyway is Roy, the Raisa just mean Rabbanan, not Roy. Why don't they argue about Eisen Sukkah B'chal HaShemayit? Elamai, the Gemara wanted to say, even if Meir holds Ein Eisen Sukkah B'chal HaShemayit, and still good by a Behema, because Min Eisen Meg Zechazi. So that's how he wants to answer, we're going to get to this soon, that the Kasha was, in a lot of places we seem to paskin that Absul the Rabbanan is a problem. You don't just say Min Eisen Meg Zechazi, the Rabbanan and the Gazi. You say, it is a problem if it's Absul the Rabbanan. And how come here we paskin, you can make a Sukkah on a Behema? There it is, because we passed the Chum Rebbe Lezer. The whole Machlekes and Meir Yehuda is only according to Rebbe Lezer that holds eight days of Sukkah B'Shal HaShemayit. You need a Sukkah for 7 days. So Mela, then they argue, is this called the Sukkah for 7 days? If you can't be Eil L'Biyamtif or Midiraisa, you couldn't be Eil L'Biyamtif. But since we hold like the Chachamim, so Mela, anyway, it's good. So Fakert, when you come to the Shaila, if a Psul D'Rabbanan, an Issa D'Rabbanan makes it Ein Eroi, Sadrabu, we'll go with Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why Pasuk like the Stam Mishnah of Rameya is because anyway Pasuk like the Chachamim the Eisen Sukkah B'chayel HaShemayit. But his problem is the Ritz Geis is Shver. We said over from the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis taka Pasuk is like Rabbi Yehuda and his Pasul. But has a Shtim. We Pasuk like the Chachamim the Eisen Sukkah B'chayel HaShemayit. So how does the Shtim B'chlal? So the Tzlach says that no, really, Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, both of them hold Eisen Sukkah B'chayel HaShemayit. And there's a big difference because they don't say, hey, you need a Sukkah L'Shivus Yamim. They need the same Sukkah for all 7 days. And if you don't have a Sukkah from the beginning of Yantif till the end of Yantif, it's not a Sukkah. That's only a Blazer Shita. We're not basking that way at all. But they're saying you need a Sukkah Ruy L'Shiva. It has to be Ruy for 7 days. When you make a Sukkah Chol HaMoed, this Sukkah was Ruy L'Shiva. It happens to me. You didn't make it in the first day. But it's Roy for Shiva, it's a good sukkah, it can last for 7 days. Happens to be you happen to make an Achal HaMayim. So if you made a sukkah which is Roy for 7 days, you just happen to make an Achal HaMayim. So that's that would be kosher, both according to Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So there's two dinim. Rabbi Blazer holds of a din that hold the sukkah has to be around for 7 days. And if it's not around for 7 days, then it's possible. You can't be eating it at all. That we don't paskin like. But here the sukkah doesn't have to be around for 7 days, but it has to be roy for 7 days. You have to be able to use it for 7 days. So Mela, even if you made a b'chol ha'mayim, it's still called roy l'shiva. The Shashus says the same teretz. Now the shaila is, so what's the case of eina roy l'shiva that midaraisa it's coming to mimayit, right? Because the case of God of Behema is only a case when mimayit it's that way. There's a mi'in of eina roy l'shiva which is the gay to some din deraisa. And the shalas is applying also to Upsul the Rabbanah. But what is the din of the Raisa? So the Rishash says that you have a sukkah which can't last for 7 days because it's too shvach. It's too weak to last for 7 days. But that's a little bit shvach, like we said. I mean, we said it's good. And the only reason why it's not good is another din, because sukkah is diris kevav ve'inan. So the Rishash answers that because he says that Ruy L'Shiva is only din in the skach, but the mechitzas don't have to be Ruy L'Shiva. Just the skach has to be Ruy L'Shiva. But if the schach won't last for 7 days, so then it's a psul. You see, earlier the Gemara that the Gimel and Beis in the first parak, it says that you can't be masach with green leafy vegetables, with irakas. Irakas are the veitzim and deimara, you can't use for schach. And the Gemara's lashon is the kevin l'chiyavshi parachi v'nafli command the less l'udami. Since when it dries up, it shrivels and it falls, so it's like it's not there. So Shash says over there that the pshat is the psul is because it's ain't a royal l'shiva. But the Gemara is not mashed away. The Gemara brings down also the din of oil. The Rishayim don't shtal it too b'chlal. I might have said differently that even a sukkah which is too weak to last for 7 days, that's also not called Ein Roi L'Shiva. The pshat is that this sukkah that you have, the way it is now, okay, it's going to fall apart. That doesn't matter. Maybe anyway, maybe by Yerokah he said the parakhi v'nafli is command the last nudami. But Stam, if you know the sukkah is going to fall apart, let's say it's Ein Aymed B'ruach. Well, let's say you're planning on taking it apart. But it doesn't matter, because the Ruy L'Shiva means that the sukkah, the way it is now, is a sukkah which all 7 days of sukkahs, I could use this sukkah the way it is now. Either sukkah won't last, it doesn't matter. Not the sukkah has to last for 7 days. Like we're saying, you don't need a sukkah for 7 days. Especially, you're making the sukkah now on the last day of sukkahs, and it's also good. The Pshadis has to be Roy L'Shiva. It has to be a Zamin Sukkah, which you could have used this Sukkah any one of the 7 days of Yantif. So we still don't know. So what case would it be? Is that the Sukkah is Roy now, but it's not Roy for all 7 days? You don't have such a case. The fact that it will fall apart, that's a different Sukkah. The Sukkah the way it is now, if that Sukkah would be around, it would be good for all 7 days. So again, what's the Pasuk coming life for case? So the Shash says another possibility that we had before, that when you use karma and ksasa is to mevatel the sukkah, I mean not karma and ksasa, like tevin l'mashal, where you need to be mevatel a tevin or offer, that you're being mevatel it, to be reminded from chav, Rashi says you mevatel l'chol shiva. So the pshat is, that's the din of royal l'shiva. In other words, without the din of royal l'shiva, just being mevatel for today would also be enough. But since you need royal l'shiva, that's why you have to mevatel l'chol shiva. So that would work, but only according to Rashi that holds that the din by Tevin and Ofer is mevatel l'shiva. The Ritva, if you remember, Daf Dalid, said you need bitul oilam. So it's still a bit shver. What would be the case that a sukkah is ein roi l'shiva? Now, Bikvegas is a very interesting thing. We had the din of Nigad Avadayfil in Yeshamas Avadayfil in Yisukkah. And he says that according to Taisus and Niran, the case of Sikach HaMimav Sheish Balechi, where we say Migad Avedayfel in Shabbos, Avedayfel in Sukkah, is talking about a Mavi which already has three mechitzas. And really, Midaraisa, he already has three mechitzas, and you only need the Deifel in Shabbos Midarabanan, and therefore they have to say you only need the Deifel in Sukkah Midarabanan. We spoke about it there. So Taisus says, but Al Kapanim, when it's a Mavi Mefulish, the Gemara is not talking about that case. Now, the Gemara says, look, Abi Deraisis, if you have a Mavi Mefulish, that connects there with the Lechi, Midaraisa becomes Rishus Yachid. So Bikvega says, but maybe Midaraisa, you wouldn't say, Migad have a Deifel in Yishamas, have a Deifel in Yisukkah, because it's ain't a Royal L'Shiva. And that's good for what the din is teaching you. That Einu Elishiva means don't say on a deraisa level, Migdal Avodayful in Yishabbos, Avodayful in Yisukah. You could say Migdal Avodayful in Yisukah, Avodayful in Yishabbos, because and Shabbos is also Shin of Royal Shiva. By Sukkah, Einu Chanami, the Etzim would work Migdal Avodayful in Yishabbos, Avodayful in Yisukah. But since it only works on Shabbos, so the Sukkah is not Royal Shiva. But I don't understand the Mekveg at all, because the Gemara has a case of Pasi Birois. Pasi Birois, you should also ask the Kash at Sein Royal Shiva, and they'll lechay you need it for their ices. So I don't understand the Mekveg. We spoke there from the Achreinim, what's Taka de Pshat? Why every time you have Migan to have a Deifel in your Shabbos, have a Deifel in your Sukkah, you don't say there's a sign of Sukkah Shein Royal Shiva? We spoke about there on Dav Zayim. But lechay, it's Mavur from the Gemara that it's not a problem of any Royal Shiva. One more nakuda in this Gemara, and Rav Meir says that this was in the Rishis next to Chazir Rabbanu and the Gazuba. So he mentioned the Shara Melech Chazlu Perachas Alacha Aleph. He asked the Kasha, this Gemara, we pass like Rav Meir that a sukkah on a behemah is a good sukkah, it's a kasher sukkah, because even though you need a sukkah real shiva in the Rishis next to Chazir. And it's just Mina Rabbanan, but the Kama Gemara said in Mavur not the way, that something which is Pasul Mina Rabbanan, or Asu Mina Rabbanan, is called Eneroi. The Marshal, the Gemara, Yumadav Ayin Gimel, that Psula Edis, the Rabbanan, are Pater from Karbin Shmua, even though Mina Raisa the Roi, and also the Gemara in Kal Shah, to be Yetzim Marab and Maisa Shani, which Maisa Yerakas are the Rabbanan, or Esrik Shal Chumut Tmei, which is also the Rabbanan, and we say in Ayetzim, even though midrash and next dechazi, so lechari the kama gemaras that when you have a psul derabanan or an ein roi midrabanan, that's a psul. You don't just say that it's really the roi midrash. You say it's psul. And a lot of achrayim speak about it. You look in the back, the meritzchias and the guliyim hashon, the malay arayim mention about it. And there's and Reb Chaim Leizus has a tshuva answering this question in chelik beis sim and zayin ois yud, and in the maduris Shapsi Frankel. The Mefteach at the end of the Rambam for Shasi Frankel and this Rambam means Kama v'kama achreinim to talk about it. I just want to mention one thing from Rabbi Kivega to answer it. Rabbi Kivega says that the reason why it's good here is because b'di'evit, if you did go on the tree on Shabbos and Yantiv, the din is you don't have to go down. So mele b'di'evit yaitzit the mitzvah sukkah. So that would be called Ruhi L'Shiva. If the pshat is that midrabanan, you can't do it, it's impossible to do it, so Mamela, that's also called Eina Roi L'Shiva. Mashaykin here, even Rabbanan, but the Eved, if you happen to go on the tree, then you could stay there, and when you could stay there, there'll be Eitz in the Mitzvah Sukkah, so that's why it's called Roi L'Shiva. That's what he says. And he says, that's the Pshat Ramei. When Ramei says, Midraisa Megzai Chazi, but Rabbanan Hudigazar Alei, he means to say, and Oiva Zai, since Midraisa Megzai Chazi went Gazaway, so once been the Eved, you're up on the tree, the Rabbanan allowed you to stay there. And that's what Ramei is trying to say, and Mamela, that's why it's called the Sukkah Ruhi L'Shiva. Now I think he doesn't mention this. Rashi on the Mishnah, I think, is Mamish saying his point. Rashi on the Mishnah says, B'Rashi Ilan's K'shera, he says, K'shera L'Chayla Shemayit, and Rashi says, V'af V'yamdiv V'mavola Yatzi Yadecha V'asai. Why does Rashi have to say that? And Yadiv V'mavola Yatzi Yadecha V'asai. Could be he's saying like Rabbi Kvega, because that's why it's Ruhi L'Shiva. Because with the Evan, if you go up there on Yantiv, it's good. Shabbat Kvega wants to say also a very interesting thing. The Gemara here only argues by Behema. Why not by Elon? So Taisus says, Mehai tam anami apasel basukka aga be Elon. Just like Rabbi Yehuda passed the sukka aga behema because ain't royal l'shiva, he also would passel a sukka aga be Elon. So the Shaila said, why did Raisa say aga be behema? Why not aga be Elon? So Zakhtar Bekvega, and the Rambam holds by a tree you don't have to go down, by a gomel you should go down. And the Pais can say the reason why Chazal said by a Gomel should go down is because of Tzara Balei Chayim. So Melech says the bigger chiddush by Behema, because by Behema you really do have to go down, but not mitzad the Isser of Avein El and Agav Behema. But because Chazal didn't want to stay in the Behema the whole time, so they said to go down because of Tzara Balei Chayim. So that doesn't pass the Yeshiva Sukkah, so it's the bigger chiddush by Behema. And then he clears to say, so maybe Fakaret, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only argues by Behema, because by Behemel, the Maisi can have to go down on Tzara Balei Chayim. By saying the Elam, when Din is Lo Yerid, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yetz in the Mitzvah Sukkah, because by Elam you don't have to go down. That should be Kamega Shtickle. The kids are the reason why here you say, Midraisa Mevzli Chazim, Benam Gazalei, just even with the Rabbanan, the only guys in the Chachil not to go there, but once you're there, you could stay there and be Eitz in the Mitzvah Sukkah, and that's why I'll be called the Rehu Lashivah.